Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, December 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on Tuesday, December 1st, the Highlands County Sheriff's Office Consolidated Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a 16-year-old male that was shot at the American Car Wash on Hal McRae Boulevard in Avon Park. The Criminal Investigations Unit and Crime Scene Investigators are on the scene conducting an investigation. At this time, they're looking for a person of interest, John Travius Perry, a.k.a. Trey, a 24-year-old black male. If you have any information regarding this incident or Perry's whereabouts, please contact the Criminal Investigations Unit of the Highlands County Sheriff's Office at 863-402-7250 or Detective Melissa Kurtz at 863-991-5044, or you can email mkurtz, M-K-U-R-T-Z, at highlandssheriff.org. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can also contact the Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. Any arrest as a result of an anonymous tip can lead to a cash reward. A public service announcement from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Always, always, always make sure you know the person you're talking with online or over the phone is really who they say they are. And remember, a law enforcement agency will never ask you for payment over the phone, especially with a gift card. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is right around the corner on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Before that, from 2 to 4 p.m., you can go and visit Santa's Workshop here in Hardy County at the Wauchula Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, featuring selfies with Santa, story time with Mrs. Claus, snowman greeting cards, face painting, Christmas letters, milk and cookies, and much more. And they will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. You must be self-motivated, have effective time management and communication skills, and reliable transportation. Greenhouse or agriculture experience is recommended. The Mentor Network in Wauchula is looking for a caregiver. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 6 months to 1 year of experience in the human services field, be at least 18 years of age and possess a valid Florida driver's license. And Advent Health in Sebring is looking for an HE-PFS Services Rep Collector PRN, a high school diploma or GED, prior hospital or physician billing experience, and strong organizational and 10-key skills are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be back in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for December 3rd, 69 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 72, partly sunny, no chance of rain, air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds east at 8 miles an hour, gusts up to 12 miles an hour, the humidity is 54%, ideal, dew point 52 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud covers 46%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's have a listen now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. agricultural exports in 2021 are projected at $152 billion, up $11.5 billion from the August forecast, driven by higher soybean and corn export values. Wheat exports are projected at $6.2 billion, up $200 million on higher unit values and slightly larger volumes. Ag exports to China are forecast at a record $27 billion, an increase of $8.5 billion. U.S. ag imports for 2021 are forecast at $137 billion, up $1 billion, led by expected increases in products like fresh fruits and vegetables. California companies have earned grants to explore aspects of wildfire prevention and safety, according to the USDA. With those grants, a company in Torrance will test small automated fire weather observation sensors. A Riverside company will produce synthetic insect pheromones to protect trees from beetles. And a firm in Newark is working on small, low-cost gas sensors intended to help protect wildland firefighters. Farmers will be planting more total wheat acres for 2021 thanks to stronger demand, higher grain prices, and good weather conditions. According to AgWeb.com, USDA predicts 46 million total acres of wheat will be planted, a 1.7 million acre increase over this year, the first expansion of U.S. wheat acres in 8 years. The private analytics firm IHS Market Agribusiness forecasts U.S. winter wheat plantings at 31.5 million acres, up 3.6% from a year ago.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, Check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Scientists at the University of Florida are trying to stop the spread of laurel wilt disease. Here's Berea Etherton, a PhD student who's working to incorporate artificial intelligence into agricultural management practices.
Laurel wilt disease is a fungus which infects trees within the Lauraceae family, and that includes avocado trees. And this fungus moves primarily through the red bay ambrosia beetles, and it's also capable of moving through root grafts. So if two trees are tied together through their roots, the fungus can move through that as well. And this fungus infects a tree and it decimates a tree, and then it's able to move to neighboring trees as well.
Etherton and colleagues are using a supercomputer called HyperGator to analyze the spread of this disease.
So when we decided we wanted to model laurel wilt disease in the Miami region, we have over 1,000 different avocado groves that we have to look at. So University of Florida's HyperGator allows us to take in really memory intensive data sets and run it through them at a high speed. So using UF's supercomputer was almost necessary when it came to this problem.
This is just one example of how modern technology is helping agricultural producers.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks shook off early losses and managed to end up mostly higher on Wall Street, even as weakness in technology companies weighed one major U.S. index down, the S&P 500 did edge up 0.2%. That's after trading lower for much of the day. The NASDAQ fell slightly. The Dow ticked up 0.2%. The mixed trading came as investors became more optimistic. The coronavirus vaccines could start driving a stronger economy recovery. Treasury yields rose and crude oil prices ended higher. The Dow gained 59 points to finish at 29,883. The NASDAQ up 5, or down 5, rather, at 12,349. The S&P did pick up 6 to 3,669. New York oil up 59 cents to $45.14 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With S-Red Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Number 2 Notre Dame wrapped up a spot in the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game by virtue of the league shuffling its schedule Tuesday to create an open date for the Fighting Irish and number 3 Clemson before their likely rematch on December 19th. The ACC announced Notre Dame's game against Wake Forest, which was rescheduled for December 12th after being postponed in late September, will not be played. The first-place Irish host Syracuse on Saturday to complete their regular season. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly.
I think the most important thing for us is to carry on the play that we exhibited in the second half of the game against North Carolina. We're much more interested in bringing that style of football to Syracuse leading into the ACC championships.
Clemson's postponed game at Florida State will also not be made up. The Tigers can clinch a spot of the championship game with a victory at Virginia Tech Saturday. Fourth-ranked Ohio State is resuming full practices in preparation for Saturday's game at Michigan State after canceling its game at Illinois last week due to COVID cases. This is Esser in Sports. There were a pair of top 25 matchups in college basketball last night. Seventh-ranked Kansas beat number 20 Kentucky 65-62 as the Jayhawks overcame a 9-point second-half deficit. Eighth-ranked Michigan State defeated number 6, Duke, 75-69. Blue Devils coach Mike Krzyzewski says the Spartans' Rocket Watts was the difference.
I thought Watts for them was a key player. Obviously, he scored 20 points, but when he's playing like that, they're already at a high level, but when he's playing like that, they're at another level.
Fourth-ranked Wisconsin down Green Bay, 82-42. It was ninth-ranked Creighton, 94. Nebraska-Omaha, 67. 12th-ranked Villanova, 87. Hartford, 53. 14th-ranked North Carolina, 67, Stanford, 63, 15th-ranked Virginia, 76, St. Francis of Pennsylvania, 51, number 17, Texas, 66, Indiana, 44. Hall of Fame manager Tom Lasorda has been moved out of intensive care, although he remains hospitalized in Southern California. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, you know what the trouble with real life is? There's no danger music. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. It won't be me tomorrow. We'll hear someone else because I am going to have to be out tomorrow. But I hope that you all have a great weekend, and I hope that you'll return for Hardy Midday tomorrow, 12:05 p.m. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.